Blog Talk Radio.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no call for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving mingling toil with peace and rest.
Good afternoon, precious saints of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. The gentleman that was just singing the song, the hymn, Day by Day, is none other than Guy Penrod. And he is one of those wonderful gospel singers. Well, we're doing our study on God's miniature Air Force. God's miniature Air Force. That's right. Our scripture text is found in Exodus 23. We've been in Exodus 23 now for a couple of weeks. Exodus 23, verses 27 and 28. Let me read that scripture to you. It says, I will send my fear before thee. I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. Verse 28. And I will send hornets. That's God's miniature Air Force. I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this precious day, this day in which you have sent us an abundance of rain. I'm reminded of that old saying in elementary school, April showers brings May's flowers. We thank you, Lord, for the rain. We thank you, Lord, for sending rain. We thank you, Lord, because this text tells us in verse 27 that you will send. And then in verse 28, it reminds us again that you will send. The sending God. The sending God who sends because he answers the prayers of his people. Bless us today, Lord. Holy Spirit, we yield to you. What a blessing it is to have the Holy Spirit with us, our teacher, our guide, our anointing, as John says. John says you have the anointing from the Holy One. You have the Holy Spirit sent to you by Jesus. He will guide you to all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our premier teacher, our wonderful teacher. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Saints, don't forget tonight at 6:50 to call in. We're having our conference call prayer meeting, and we have it every Tuesday, and I hope and pray that you will consistently join us as we seek the Lord for revival. We need a revival. This nation, this country needs a turnaround, and only God can do it. Only God, only the Lord, only the Lord. God's miniature Air Force. I want you to see, Yesterday we talked about the things that God sends. Today, I want you to see that when it comes to spiritual warfare, we are basically what you call the mop-up crew. We Christians are the mop-up crew. In other words, when it comes to an army, there's one group that goes in first, and then there's a second group that goes in, and then the mop-up group is the last group. And I would argue from this scripture, I would argue, and not just from this scripture, from many, many scriptures, that basically, yes, we're engaged in spiritual warfare, but really at the end, we show up to just clean things up. Let me give you an example. In verse 27, God says he will send his fear. So that's the first thing God sends. He sends his fear. He doesn't send you. He doesn't send me. He doesn't send the church. God sends his fear. That's the first thing he sends into battle. When he sends his fear, that throws the opposing army into confusion. It just throws them for a loop. Then he sends his miniature air force in verse 28. After he sends his fear, he says, I will send the hornets, and they shall drive out your enemy. And then he sends us. So by the time he sends us, we're just mopping up. We're just doing a few little things here and there because God and his miniature air force have done most of the work. Most of the work. In fact, I would argue, based on verse 27 and 28, that there is a tag team, if you will. Have you ever seen wrestling? Have you ever seen tag team wrestling where there are two wrestlers fighting two wrestlers? And so God, our big God, we see him in verse 27. He's a big God, and he has joined forces with a little insect. And that's it. God, a big God, a mighty God, the creator of all things, teams up in battle, takes as his partner a tiny insect, a miniature army known as hornets. Now let's look at verse 27. Let's look at this for a moment. Verse 27, we want to look at that. He says, I will send my fear. Now, the word fear there is a Hebrew noun. And another word for fear is terror. God sends his terror. In other words, when the opposing army is marching towards us, all of a sudden, they are filled with alarm. They are filled with fright. They are filled with panic. Dread comes upon them. Anxiety comes upon them. Consternation comes upon them. They begin to worry. There's an uneasiness in the camp. That's what God does. He sends his fear. God, you know, I remember my grandmother. When she was to discipline me, she says, I'm going to put the fear of God in you. I'm going to put the fear of God. Now, that's my grandmother. That's a small, diminutive little woman. She was tiny. She was tiny, but she was feisty. She says to me, little Michael, I'm going to put the fear of God in you. Now, that was her attempt. That was her attempt to get me straight. I will put the fear of God in you. She was the agent that was going to put God's fear in me. Other times I've heard this statement. He, referring to an individual, he scared the bejesus out of me. Have you ever heard that before? He scared, you know, someone, here you are walking down a dark hallway and somebody jumps out from the side and all of a sudden, oh my goodness, you scared the bejesus out of me. Okay. Well, in both cases, it was my grandmother who was trying to put fear in me, and she called it the fear of God. And when somebody jumped out of a closet or behind a door, and unbeknown to me, and jumped on me and scared me, well, I got scared. But in both cases, that was not the fear of God. And that was not God doing it. In the first case, it was my grandmother doing it. And she said, I will put the fear of God in you. In the second case, it was someone who was trying to scare me and who did a good job by coming out of nowhere and bringing and producing fright. For a second, for a moment, for an instant, I was scared. It's another thing when God is the agent, not your grandmother, not a friend, not a cousin jumping from behind the door. No, no, no. When it's God, God is the agent, and he puts his fear. Because when my grandmother used to say to me, I'm going to put the fear of God in you, there was no way that she can tap into God's fear. God's fear is God's fear. It's a phrase, it's a statement that people say, but there's no truth to it. Why? Because you cannot tap into God's fear. God's fear, God has it. So God says here, I will send my fear before you, my church. God brings psychological warfare against the army that is marching against us. He sends his terror. He sends his fright. He takes that army that is marching towards us with much courage, and he brings panic to them. He puts on them his dread. They are full now of anxiety. They're not as confident as when they first started to march our way. Now they're anxious. Now they're worried. Now they have a sense of foreboding. He says, I will send my what? Fear. And I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. Now that word destroy doesn't mean destroy. It's a Hebrew verb that means to cause confusion, to cause commotion, to cause disarray. In other words, when an army is marching, when an army and all of its soldiers are marching, they're marching in order. They're marching to a song. They're marching to a beat. They're organized. But when God sends his dread produces confusion. His dread causes disarray. His dread causes commotion so that they break rank, so that they're no longer following orders. They're unable to follow orders because they're scared. So he says, I will send my fear, and I would cause the army that is marching against you to be put in disarray. And then God says, then the only thing you will see is their backs. They will run away from you. It's what we call fright makes flight. Fright, when God frightens them, then they flee. Fright makes flight. So notice, here you have this big God in verse 27, and this is what he does. He shows up. He's got a tag team partner, this big God whom the universe cannot contain, teams up with an insect called the hornet. And together, they dispense of our enemies. How does God do it? Well, first, he sends his fear. He produces panic and alarm in the ranks of the opposing army. Then they're thrown into confusion. Then there's a big commotion. They're bumping into each other. You know, they look like F Troop. They look, if you remember the old show F Troop, whenever the bugler sounded the alarm, you would see the soldiers bumping into each other. A motley crew of soldiers. They just went into disarray. So God sends his fear. The army that came in confident, marching with their heads up high, their shoulders squared, are now in disarray. And then finally, they can't take it anymore, and they start to run away from the people of God. And we haven't even fired a shot yet. We haven't even started tomorrow. We don't even have our armor on yet. We're still having coffee and eating the great cookies that we have and the great pies and cakes that we're in the basement of Grace Church having fellowship. The army's marching our way. We're just having fellowship. We're just talking about the Lord, having a great time. And unbeknown to us, God throws that marching army into confusion. And when we look out, when we stick our heads out of the basement, all we can see is their backs, because God's fright produces flight. God frightens them and they flee. And we don't even have our boots on yet. We haven't even picked up our armor on yet. We don't have our armor's not even on yet. We haven't even gotten organized. We're just still on coffee break. And that's what God does. So tune in tomorrow, because I want you to see what God's other tag team partner is, the Hornet, what their job is tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. Don't forget, tonight at 6:50, we have prayer. And God is moving, saints. God is moving, and we are moving with him. God bless you. Until tomorrow, I'll see you tonight at 6:50 p.m. God bless.
Every day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for child. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself as thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Faith, sweet consolation, offer. take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Thank you.